A week after the New Hampshire primary, South Carolina Democrats go to the polls. That contest is the first in which black voters will play a substantial role. They're expected to make up between a third and a half of primary voters. From Columbia, South Carolina, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
At Columbia's Rehoboth Baptist Church, Sunday morning brought a mix of preaching and politics. During the 8 o'clock service, along with the prayers and hymns, there was a message from a special guest, presidential candidate Al Sharpton.
I'm grateful to be here at this great church, and I'm grateful to know that you got to come through here to get to the White House, because that's where I'm on my way to.
In remarks that were part sermon and part campaign speech, Sharpton asked the congregation for votes and contributions. Sharpton wasn't a factor in Iowa and doesn't expect to be one in New Hampshire. But he said African Americans in South Carolina can make a statement by supporting him.
If we get enough votes, we win.
Yeah.
But if we just get barely enough, we get delegates to where when we get to the convention, they can't ignore you, they can't marginalize you, and they can't back you up.
Of course, it's not unusual for Reverend Sharpton to visit an African American church. But in South Carolina lately, black congregations have hosted almost all the candidates. John Edwards has spoken from pulpits, Joe Lieberman has sung with choirs, and Wesley Clark last month appeared at two African-American churches in one day. Reverend George Gaiman at Rehoboth Baptist says politicians realize the importance of the black vote.
Here in South Carolina, and I think across the nation, it's going to make a significant difference. And I don't think any candidate can ignore that. But they must come and talk to us. We don't need to see them on television.
Reverend Gaiman is supporting Sharpton, but many members of his congregation are still undecided. Keith Ray, a trucker, says he initially favored Clark, then began leaning toward Edwards, and now backs Sharpton. Ray says African Americans are hungry for a candidate who takes them seriously.
Nobody hears us. I mean, they want our support, but they don't hear our voice. And I know a lot of people, and I think they basically want somebody who's going to hear them and not going to forget, you know, hey, this person supported me, but I don't hear him anymore.
The candidates are busy trying to prove they're sincere about sharing black voters' concerns. In addition to the church visits, Lieberman, Edwards, and others have spoken on civil rights, and all the Democratic hopefuls have weighed in on a symbolic issue here, calling for the Confederate battle flag to be removed from the statehouse lawn. Meanwhile, African American radio stations feature a steady diet of political ads, like this one sponsored by a nurses' union.
Howard Dean was governor of Vermont.
He's a doctor and a Democrat.
He covered almost every man, woman, and child in his state with a health care plan.
Polls suggest there's no front runner for South Carolina's African American vote. Dick Gephardt had been running strong here after he was endorsed by a prominent black leader, Congressman Jim Clyburn. But with Gephardt out of the race, Clyburn hasn't endorsed anyone else. And University of South Carolina political scientist Todd Shaw isn't sure any of the contenders have what it takes to dominate the black vote.
It's going to really take somebody who is somewhat Clinton-esque, can understand the African-American community's concerns while being the Democratic Party candidate.
While Al Sharpton was the only Democrat who campaigned in South Carolina this weekend, all seven contenders are expected here after tomorrow's New Hampshire primary. They've been invited to two forums later this week, including one focusing mainly on minority issues. And next Sunday, likely we'll find most of the candidates back in African-American churches, hoping the time they spend in the pulpit will win them votes in this Bible Belt state. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Columbia, South Carolina.